Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville's a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
our wives.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Dadville. This week.
Today, Dadville.
It's
is
not Dadville.
Momville.
And we felt like we wanted to do, you know, we're trying to do more of these specialized episodes. And what better time to do a specialized episode than an episode on Mother's Day? And obviously, John and I could give a lot of expertise, just the two of us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hours. Well, and we went back and forth. Like, do we even include moms? Do we need them?
Yeah.
But we decided you guys were home, yeah. So and you knocked on the door.
So we kind of felt like obviously we need experts, and the two experts we're closest to,
and the best one, and we'll add for you,
of course, are you guys. So welcome back.
Great to be back, guys.
We are so excited to have you. So what we're going to be doing, this is going to be kind of us, you know, barraging you two moms with Mother's Day sort of questions, things that are related to sort of Mother's Day. Because, you know, we've got a lot of listeners. John and I, again, we don't need help. And I want to be really specific. Mm-hmm. We've kind of always got that.
That is obvious.
Right. We want to give someone else the chance to shine some wisdom out there.
Instead of us just always doing that.
That's so sweet.
So we want to just kind of jump in here. Okay, how are y'all, by the way? How's everybody doing?
Great.
Are you guys excited about Mother's Day?
Oh, pumped.
Amy's pumped about any holiday.
Any celebration.
I feel like I ride on Amy's pumped coattails a lot.
Yeah.
Annie, we're pumped about this.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember.
It's coming up.
For those who don't know, Amy is the celebrator of all celebrators.
Yes.
Everybody needs a friend like you, Amy, because it is just anytime Amy gets a whiff of something that can be celebrated in your life, she is like, what? And you're like, oh my gosh, look at her eyes. She's like, are you kidding me? Okay. Good to know. Here we go.
Your birthday's this year?
Again. Yes. So first question. As moms, what are your general thoughts on Mother's Day? Is it like, do you guys feel like it's a big deal? Is it like a small deal? Is it a medium deal? Because I mean, obviously these are preference questions.
Right.
You know, somebody may listen to this, mom may listen to be like, you know, it really doesn't matter that much. Some does. But with the two of y'all, where does it sort of fall in the big days, small days, medium days?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Then you can ride it.
Yeah, I'll ride your enthusiasm.
I do feel like it's different for everyone. Mm. But if any dad is hearing like, oh, my wife doesn't care right now, I want to say she cares.
Wow.
Yeah.
She cares. Even if it's not like, I need a big celebration. Yeah. I need a diamond ring. I need lots of flowers. She wants to feel celebrated a little bit, I would say. So don't hear this.
So if there's some wife, mom who is saying like, I don't really care about Mother's Day.
Right.
It does not mean that you don't do anything on Mother's
Day.
Right.
That is a trap that we are trying to save you
guys again. I'm 100% on board with that.
Yeah.
I think maybe even I would maybe use the word, instead of the word celebrated, I would use the word appreciated. Mm-hmm. And every mom,
so
I think,
take a couple quick notes.
Every single mom,
crossing out,
whether you care about your birthday, you didn't do anything for your birthday, but like the Mother's Day, you know, feeling appreciated, feeling like your husband appreciates you or your kids appreciate you, or, you know, I think that's probably a better way to look at it.
Yeah.
So do you
recognize?
So
yes.
Yeah.
How big of a deal is it to y'all?
It's a big deal that I feel appreciated.
Yeah.
you know, I would say I would want John to acknowledge. I mean, I've heard some girlfriends say, like, my husband didn't even say Happy Mother's Day, or didn't even, because maybe they're thinking of their mom. They're not necessarily thinking, you know, of his wife being the mom, even though it's kind of obvious to us that that's it. But to cut some slack for the guys, maybe he's just thinking of his mom. But I think I want John to be like, no, you are working hard every day. And, you know, I just shine some light on what your wife, the mother of your children, are doing. I love getting gifts.
John, would you say that one more time slower for John?
Love.
Getting. G-E-T-T-I-N-G? Getting gifts.
He knows this about me, and we laugh a lot about it. And
well, again, Amy loves getting gifts, like receiving them and getting them at the store for other people.
Yeah, I love giving gifts. I love thinking about, and my mom is really good at giving gifts, and we're a big list, like, what do you want? And, you know, so I feel like it doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be thoughtful. Like, I think my big thing as thinking about how we were going to talk about this is I just want to feel like he thought about something and to feel appreciative.
Well, and, you know, like, Annie, you were talking about the birthday. Like, you don't really do anything for your birthday. You were just born, and it's a celebration of the day you were born. Mother's Day is like the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like you want to know that I see how hard you're working. Not that it's just about how hard it is, but, you know, it's also about just the fact that I love you and I think you're a great mom and you're the, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, like, a big part of Mother's Day is me recognizing how hard it is and how much you do as a mom.
Well, and you know? I want to repeat that because I think that's really profound. Like, to dads that are listening, and birthday, that's really great. That's a really great point. That helps me because it's different because a birthday, you didn't do anything. I mean, you just sort of popped out and here you
are. And I say that to her on her birthday.
Guys, a birthday's a big deal, okay?
It's like it your is a whole big deal. Life rather than just your mother.
Yeah. But I think the Mother's Day, it clarifies it for me too. That helps me, I think, about it because it is something you're doing. It's like it's the acknowledgement and the appreciation and the celebration of something you put a lot of time into, not just we love you for who you are. Right, thanks for being here, which is huge.
Yeah.
But it's a different thing. It's like I'm really hustling. I'm putting a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. And everybody says, and we see that, and we are appreciative.
We're pausing for that.
That's great. That's helpful. Yeah. That's really good.
And I think, too, a lot of women have a really hard journey getting to become a mother. Mm-hmm. And that makes Mother's Day even more important and special and meaningful for them to feel like they get to celebrate that holiday.
Yeah,
and that is a privilege. You know, I think that's a real gift for them and privilege to celebrate. And it is a privilege for us to celebrate Mother's Day, you know?
I know I've heard, you know, some single friends of ours talk about this that are girls. Like, I imagine it's probably a hard day for some women, too, that you know?
So hard. Reach out to those single friends.
Yeah, there you go.
And invite them in or, you know, get them something. Like, I remember having breakfast with one of ours that's not a mom that always desired that, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
It can be a hard day.
Especially with social media, I feel like how hard Mother's Day is now. It already is hard having that loss, or you don't have children yet, but it's in your face like all the time.
Is there something about Mother's Day that you think dads just don't know? And this doesn't have to be heavy. It can be heavy or can be light, but is there something about that day that if you were talking to a bunch of dads in a room and this comes up, is there anything you're going to say, hey, here's something to know about this day?
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
Well, I think just what we were saying.
Yeah.
Go on.
I was going to say, you cannot fake it. You cannot pull something like together last minute and think that your wife's going to be like, oh, this thing he just printed off the internet 5 minutes ago and got my kids to fill out.
Type that down real quick.
So. Don't fake it.
Don't fake it.
Like, plan it.
So just so I'm tracking with you, let's say like you haven't thought about it, and then right before you run to the flower store and you spend like $90 on flowers, okay, and you bring them home.
That feels like a specific number.
Yeah, I'm just speaking hypothetically. Okay, let's say you live in Indianapolis. It's like 2013. You go down to the flower shop and you bring them back, but you bring them inside. You don't make her bring it inside.
You
do that work. You know, you take the time to carry them inside with your arms.
Right.
You unlock the door.
Let's say, for example, too, they've probably been playing piano, whoever this guy is. He's probably been working all day.
Again, just hypothetically, let's say his name's Sean. Okay.
S-H-O-N.
Sean.
S-H-J-O-N. Silent J.
That's what they called you on the basketball court, didn't they?
Silent J, yeah. Dave.
Yep.
Now, I know one of your favorite things is hot takes.
It is. I love a scolding hot take.
Scolding?
Yeah.
Or scalding?
Scolding, because it's really, it's telling you you're wrong. You're wrong.
Well, have I got a hot take for you. Your bank should work with you, not against you.
Why would I want to go to a bank that's working against me? They've got my money. That's troubling. You're talking about Chime, though, aren't
you? I am.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a hot take. Get ready. But Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. After all, you earned your money. You deserve to keep it, John.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Chime really is something cool. They accommodate fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchase with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better, Dave.
I don't believe you, but I have to, because it's the truth. Also, you can get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. No hidden fees. How many, John?
Zero.
All right, or monthly minimums. Plus, 38,000, you heard that, fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance.
That is just awesome.
Thanks.
And my favorite thing is you can turn on alerts to let you know when your card is used and instantly block your card if something seems a little fishy or your kids stole your card and they're trying to buy too much candy or something like that.
Also, that was me, John. Hey, John. Listen, join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Apply now at Chime.com/dadbill. That's Chime.com/dadbill.
Okay, a couple thoughts just off the top of my head. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, N.A., members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may increase to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit.
Oh, you were nailing it.
I'm going to keep going. Early direct deposits depend on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/dadville for details.
Get your fast rate.
Yeah, you can't fake it. Yeah. You can't just swing in last minute.
And I would just say, again, like, if I were to talk to a lot of dads, like, don't sleep in on that day. Let them sleep in. Mm-hmm. Maybe do the dishes. Just say, this is your day. Like, let me
not have to be a mom for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's great.
You know, you could go all out. You could say, I feel like what I would want is John to say, hey, what do you want to do for the day? Write this down. What do you want to do for the day?
I'm just recording all
that. Do you want me to plan it? Do you have something in mind? Like, you know, because I feel like this 15 years into marriage now and 8 years being a mom, it's kind of like I'm pretty good about saying what I want, and if I want to be surprised, or I want to go to brunch, or I want to go and get my nails done by myself, or I don't know. I think we've learned that. We've talked about it, my expectations, and
and you've been great about saying what you want and really good about saying what you wanted.
So I just want to get this straight. It's not a day to be like, you should take the kids because this is really celebrating that. Like, this is your mom. Take
go
the kids
do
for
your
the
thing.
Day.
Shine.
If there was ever a day to be a mom, it's today.
It's today. Take those girls and show the world what you can do.
I'm going to go out to wherever by myself as a dad let you really be a mom.
Did I tell you a few, I think last Mother's Day, I think it was two, I went to get my nails done and I was like, I want to take the girls with me. Do you remember this? I wanted to take them with me. I think we were leaving the next day or something and I wanted to, like, this is like a moment And in the nail salon, I don't know this is happening. Someone is recording me. Someone's like,
oh yeah, I remember
this. On Instagram, like recording me because Livy is behind me in the chair and she's like rocking me back and forth. And like, and I'm just sitting there like, I don't even, like, I'm not even fazed by it. I'm just kind of rocking, getting my nails done. And the person filming on her Instagram is like, this mother looks like she's really enjoying her Mother's Day or something funny like that. Yeah. Like, this is not relaxing for her.
Yeah.
It, a mutual friend tagged me and was like, did you get your nails done today? Because this girl, this looks like you and Luca and Liv. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That's such a perfect.
It was perfect.
Like, that is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Amy's just unfazed. Livy is all over her, like pushing in her face. And just, you know,
I'm
like,
rocky. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That was a funny.
One little tear.
Yeah. But I wasn't even really, I wasn't even thinking anything of it. That was your kids are all over you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I answer that?
So it's, yes. Your, when you say like your main thing is like, just be mindful. Just make her feel like you are thinking of her.
Yeah. Like, hey,
even if you don't get it right.
Right. Just, do you want to go out and take a walk by yourself? Do you want to take, you know, a friend and go get a coffee? I think just acknowledging that this is a special day for you. Because I'm like, I want some time by myself, but I also want to be with the girls too, because.
Yeah.
I think too, Mother's Day is such a like, it can be really great, but it's there. You have to share it. Every mother has already had to celebrate their mother and their mother-in-law before and get all of their gifts and all of their stuff ready before they can be celebrated themselves. And so you have to remember that like Mother's Day, it's not just us that we're thinking about. We're also thinking about our mothers. And so I think that adds a whole new dimension to Mother's Day being celebrated, especially for people our age.
Well, especially you have your mother-in-law and your mother and
in
your
town.
Mom.
Yeah.
You can't get away with it.
Yeah. So.
I've never thought about that.
I haven't. Which really proves the point.
Pretty much everything you're saying.
Is it weird that Annie was staring at me so intensely as she said that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She didn't blink.
I wonder how many husbands buy their own mothers
gifts. Let's go ahead and edit that part out and move to the next.
I would love
question.
Hey, listeners, could you poll in and let us know?
No, that is a good point though. That I mean, obviously strikes a chord with me, but I think it is maybe the dads out there to think about. That could be one thing you lift from your wife having to think about for that date. This year it's too late. Just telling you that. I do love that thought. That ship has sailed and it is firmly far from harbor. And not turning back.
You got a week, Dave. You got a week.
Got a week. But I do think that's helpful. Maybe the dads that are listening go, oh, you know what? That can be a gift I could get my wife is that she doesn't have to think about my mom. And I can get the gift for my mom again, not this year. Okay. Okay. One thing I am curious about, again, this is preference, but I always think this is kind of fun to ask. Is there, what do you think are good things to get? And again, it's preference. There's an asterisk, but like, what are the good things to get for Mother's Day? And maybe especially what are the things to stay away from?
Like, what are the gifts? We are really helping you out today.
I'll tell you what, this is a very valuable.
Think of all the guys listening to this right now that they're like, this is maybe the most important question that's ever been asked.
I would say unless she's specifically asking for some sort of appliance, like generally stay away from that
hole. Just log into Amazon. How do you cancel again?
It's already on your porch, baby. It's too late. I saw it before we started.
Unless it's a free solo stove. Unless it's one of those cordless Dysons.
Yes, that is true.
You can get her that. Any dad listening, if you want to splurge on a cordless Dyson for your wife.
Yes. We are not even sponsored by
this. Annie Barnes told me to do this.
Real?
Oh, yeah.
So you can get an appliance or something like that, but it just has to be the most expensive and it has to be cordless.
It has to have like futuristic technology. Yeah. Something that 50
something
years ago
that's
they would
on
have
the
been
cutting
like,
edge.
No way
it's experimental.
Real.
If it's not experimental, don't get it.
Made by someone in Norway and or Sweden.
I think Mother's Day is a fun like pamper. Get her a massage. Go get a facial. Go get a you know.
Not again, a facelift, guys. Facial.
No, your face is perfect.
Yeah. That is not the message you want to say.
Yeah. Yeah. But just something like, again, I see you. It's hard. You're gonna, you know, like, go get your, you know.
Well, tell me, I'm fascinated by the appliance. And that's really funny to me. Like, what is the, why is that? Like, what
does
the,
it insinuate? Like, yeah, like, hey, get back in the kitchen. Is here's that the message we're trying to avoid?
Yeah, it's just like not, those things don't feel good.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I think it's more, I would think, is this what you want?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, right. I think,
thanks for the PlayStation, honey.
Another idea would be like get some of her friends, especially her mom friends, and y'all, the dads get together and like let them go to brunch or go.
We did that last year.
Yeah. Last
year. Yeah. They all did that last year. We did that for y'all last year.
And we loved it. So just
we loved it. But
that's a gift that's good for a couple years.
But it doesn't have to be expensive or like an act. It can be, it can be like an experience rather than.
That's good. That's great.
An actual present.
There's a lot of, there's a theme, there's a really solid theme of time away from the family that's playing very much into these. So appliances, do you have any no-nos, Amy? Like, what is the?
I mean, I would just second everything Amy said.
Is there anything that I've got for you for Mother's Day that comes to mind that you're like, oh, we could avoid this in the future?
No.
No?
No. I mean, okay. Do you think, can you think of one?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm the worst at remembering gifts.
Yeah, me too.
Like remembering to get them.
I also really love, Dave and I share this love. We love getting those things that like your kids do in preschool where it's like asking your kids a question about them.
Write that down.
I'll say this. I did that last year, or maybe I did a video. I can't remember what I did, or maybe that was your birthday. I don't know. But I do feel like you can do that every time. That never gets old.
Yeah,
And that's so easy. Cute.
Just print it off the web.
Those things still. There, I have one in our in the dresser beside my side of the bed, and randomly I was cleaning it out, looking for something the other day, and there was one that you'd put in there for Father's Day, and they're always fun to read. They're always hysterical.
Yeah,
because it's like. Obviously, the kids are in such interesting seasons, you know, because they're young and their answers are always really bizarre. But they're always so sweet.
I love you know? That.
They're fun
that.
To sort of
And usually they do that at school. But I remember last year because the pandemic, they were out.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't always do it at school. So
yeah,
you can always double up even if they do.
Yeah.
And when they're old enough, make them write
a
card or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely get the kids involved. I would say dads, like, draw mommy a picture or, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Dads can draw mom's pictures too.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, sure. You just feel artistic.
Yeah. Or the kids can do like a self-portrait of the dad.
Of the dad for the mom.
For the mom.
Yes.
So I mean, always throwing ideas
accentuate
out.
The triceps.
Yeah.
Just as a pro.
Would you, Dave, would you like give me your best
from now on?
Artistic rendition of me.
And that's the end, folks. We can end it right there.
Will you draw my face.
Yes, I will.
Can you draw?
Now, you're going to feel like that's not a gift, but you're going to remember in this moment because we got it recorded that you asked for it.
Not that I want it to look at.
Can we
like,
commit just, to doing that, both of us?
Just because I want to see what it looks like.
And we'll post
it. Yes, can you and I together sit down and get and try to do portraits of them?
Please.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what the thing should be?
That would be such a gift.
It should be that you have to hang it up, though.
Like, no,
we have
no,
to
no, no, no,
get
no,
someone
no,
professional no, to kind of no, watercolor no, it no, and it's no. hung. And when people come out, they think, oh my gosh, what is that?
And it has to go above a fireplace.
Is that the guy from Goonies? No, that's Annie. That's not Chunk. That is, or that's not Sloth.
That's my actually wife. Annie.
That's actually Annie.
How dare you?
How dare you? Okay, this was one that I was, this is a little bit of a selfish question, but I do wonder what the difference between Mother's Day and Father's Day is as far as like what, how we think about Father's Day. So we've heard, you know, what y'all said about Mother's Day. And I mean, how do you feel when you think about Father's Day? Like, do you find that you have a lot of expectations around it? Or is there anything that you're like, you know, the one thing that is always awesome is this?
Well, I think the biggest difference is I don't feel like it is this justified break, like dad finally gets a break. I'm only speaking for myself, you know what I mean? Like, and obviously there are dads out there that like single dads or stay-at-home dads or just dads that are like, you know, huffing it in Dadville. Yeah. But that's not like, my initial thought with Mother's Day is like, especially now in this season of life, let's recognize her, celebrate her, give her a break, you know? But for me, I mean, that's just not what I think. I more think of like, and because Amy is my wife, I just, it's not even a question. It's going to be, she's going to celebrate Father's Day. I more so just think like, I wonder what's coming.
Yeah.
What she's going to do, you know?
What
amazing, you know,
new car.
How many dancers will be involved, you know?
Hey, how many? It's inappropriate.
Not inappropriate dancing. Like it's river dance.
It's inappropriate dancers dancing appropriately. It's a real bait and switch.
It's a Sunday. Give them the day off their regular thing.
Put some clothes on and just
inappropriate
do the diggy.
Dancers dancing appropriately.
Yeah. That's the name of my. That was a company I had in college that made no money.
I don't know. Does that make sense? What's your answer to that?
I agree. I mean, I think you said it so well, and y'all, you know, you gals have been able to enunciate that. It is a different thing because you're working. You know, you're working. It's something that's like an appreciation day. We're obviously with dads. We're working, but it's not quite as centric to the family and time, you know, with the kids and stuff like that for the most part.
I almost feel like I'm going to do probably what I normally would have done.
Yeah.
But it's just sort of like it's more celebrated.
I almost think you can get more trouble as a dad if you try to do it.
Like, maybe thank you, honey.
Like, me and the guys are going to go for the day and just get some lunch and play tennis and hang out at the cabin.
You did that
maybe
all day
we
long.
Should,
2 weeks
maybe
ago.
We should begin like the what y'all were saying earlier about how the moms just take the kids for the day. Maybe that should be what Father's Day is.
That should be.
You guys
I'm
take
in
the
full
kids.
Support of that.
Be a great father today. On
think
Father's
of how much
day.
Better Mother's Day would be celebrated by dads if that was what Father's
yeah.
Day
yeah.
was.
Father's Day did. From now on should be. We're letting you be a great father on Father's Day.
Because you are. And we
you
see
wanted
you.
It, and now you get it.
Right.
Johnny.
Dave.
Okay. All after right. the emotionally draining year we all endured in 2020, there are positive things on the horizon in 2021, John. Did you know that?
I pray.
Oh, I pray. Wait, that's I swear. I mean,
I pray.
Here's the thing that I'll tell you I'm excited about. Getting to play some shows again.
Amen.
Real shows for real people. Oh.
Real good people.
Real good show. Real shows for real people. I don't know about good the shows be. I feel like it's time to take what we learned in 2020 and start heading in a new direction like these shows. Let's get out there and have some fun.
Yep.
That's why Dadville is not only celebrating a month of mental health awareness, we're trying to help you make it priority all year long.
That's right. We think mental health is so important. You should start new habits by taking care of yourself. Mm. One of those steps can be online therapy.
That's why we want to recommend Talkspace. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals.
And Talkspace is affordable. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week.
Talkspace is secure and private, the opposite of me, using the latest in-trend bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations.
As listeners of Dadville, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure you use the code Dadville to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Dadville at Talkspace.com. I think it does. It's always sweet when eating the kids, you know. There's some little fun like, hey, we love you and thanks for...
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sucker. I like y'all said, I'm a sucker for those list things.
Mm-hmm.
I could get one of those a week from our kids and it would always make me laugh and make me happy. And a little terrifying. Like, there's nothing like going through. I remember, like, you know, one of my favorite things to do when Ben was just getting to kindergarten and pre-K was they would have those up in the hall and you could read what every kid said about their parents. And it was, like, indicting and wonderful because some kid would say something about... Well, I don't know, because dad never you know, whatever.
What's mom's like, favorite thing? Gosh. Her phone.
That's oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. The gardener. What?
Second favorite thing, her iPad.
You know. So every now and then you do get an answer on one of those. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Don't you guys think though, I'm picturing my mom and our moms listening and be like, you guys are so spoiled. We just got a carnation at church. That's all we stood right. up. The moms stand up. Right. We get a carnation. I'm going to ask her today. Did we do anything for you on Mother's Day? Or like, did you get to pick lunch? I mean, again, I can remember every Sunday and Father's Day too. Like the dads stand up.
Right.
We give them a clap.
Dads didn't get a carnation.
Did my dad get her a present? Did she get?
Do you remember? Was it a big deal?
I mean,
growing
I don't remember
up?
Anything of that like that.
I don't either.
I just remember church and like. Uh-huh. Surely she got to pick where we went to lunch. I hope, Mom.
Well, you know what?
Sorry.
You know what I think is potentially really helpful with what you just said too, Amy. It's like it is a chance as a dad to really help the kids understand how important. Mm. Not just the day is, because it's a day and it's a holiday and it matters, but it's not, but really going like, no, we are seeing your mother and what she gives to y'all. And this is a great exercise for y'all to, because that didn't happen with me. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I think I love my mom, but, you know, that day wasn't something I had any. And it'd be interesting to think about that with your kids to start to really go like, hey, like, this is a chance for us to remember what mom does for everybody, mm-hmm. you know, and, mm-hmm. and think about that, you know, hopefully a lot, but. You know, at least beginning on this day, really, even in your little 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 9-year-old head to go like, oh, yeah, I should think this is mom is great. And here's what I'd want to say about her. You know, it's kind of an interesting new discipline. Try to use the day as for them, because I don't remember that being.
Well, the irony, too, is like as a mother ourselves, I'm sure I know you feel this way, Amy. It's like once you become a mother and the more you are a mother, you are more aware of what your own mother had to do and did for us, you know?
For sure.
And it makes us appreciate them so much more because we're now doing it. And maybe we never, you know, we didn't realize every time I cut up strawberries and put them in a plastic baggie for my fridge, I think of my mom. Because I'm like, I always had plastic baggies full of strawberries in my fridge growing up, you know?
Oh, just ready to be. You know, that leads me to a question, but I was going to say, I felt like there was a very real tipping point for me as a dad where like, I don't know if it was just Ben or once we had Ben and Xana, but there was a point where I was like, oh wow. My appreciation for my parents has like quadrupled on itself.
Oh yeah.
Cause it's like once, you know, maybe it is the first kid, I can't remember, but I do remember a very real feeling of like, man, any problems I've ever had with my parents, they don't seem quite, I mean, sure, there's stuff we all got to work out, myself included, with my kids, I'm sure one day. But there was this sudden like asterisk of like, gosh, they did a lot for me. And it takes, you know, I think once having kids is such a, it's like all of a sudden, like you said, babe, there's this real appreciation of like, wow, the stuff. And it's like you start doing that stuff and you get hip to it all of a sudden in your adult life and you're like, dang, I've been maybe a little too upset with my parents about some things when all they did for all these years is give, you know, to me and you know, the other siblings. So something that y'all were just talking about, I was going to say, follow up with, is like, are there other things you think of your mom? Like, I love that illustration of the strawberries and the, you know, always having stuff in the fridge. I mean, are there things that you can directly trace to like, isn't it funny I do this because my mom did it?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about waking the kids up in the morning this week or last week because the girls were saying, I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, it's fine. The kids threw me under the bus. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's already under there. Yeah. Just keep going.
They keep kicking me under there.
They said, I want you to wake us up because I don't like the way daddy wakes us up. And I was like, well, how does daddy wake you up? And he's like, he comes and just pulls the covers off.
Now, let me clarify a little bit.
Wait. And I was thinking, well, just tell them that you don't like that. Like, just tell them, you know. And then it just made me think, oh, I do this like my mom. Like, she was and even if she comes to stay at the house, she's very quiet when she wakes up in the morning. She's like, doesn't want to wake us up, too, you know, doesn't want to be too abrupt. And so she'll come in and be like, hey, your breakfast is ready, you know, like very quietly. Or she'll come and like kind of pat me. And so I feel like I try to first go gently, hey, it's time to get up. And then I'll go open the blinds. And then I'll say, hey, guys, it's time to get up. And then I'll go and turn the sound machine off. Because I feel like if you do that first, it's so like, it's just jarring.
Yeah.
So I try to ease them into the day. Yeah. And I get that from her. And even in the middle of the night, I think she never made me feel, and I always went to my mom, she never felt like annoyed.
Annoyed by you. Yeah.
And so I am like aware, like, don't be annoyed, even though this is the fourth time she's coming down, you know, like, I mean, the fourth time I am annoyed, but the first two times I feel like I'm trying to like channel Debbie Sebastian, like, hey, like there's no annoyance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that is something that I think of that I get, or I try to do like my mom. Mm. Another thing I do is this. And
I'm
like, right now you can't see me, but I'm tapping my face. And whenever I do it, a lot of my friends are like, oh my gosh, your mom does that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of mannerisms like my mom.
Yeah.
Isn't that so funny?
But that doesn't have to do with kids. But I would say like in the middle of the night, waking up is something that came to my mind right away. I'm sure I do lots of other things, but.
And I'm just channeling my inner Michael McLaughlin.
Okay. Yeah.
When I pull the.
Absolutely.
Covers off.
That's what we do.
So that's what I was given.
I know.
Yeah.
We just recreate. That's what we are as parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Hey, Dave.
Listen, I think, and I'm not sure, I'm checking out the window. Okay. I think the wives are far away enough right now.
Okay.
But I totally forgot to buy a gift for Mother's Day.
Classic.
And I really want to make sure I get something that shows appreciation. Remember, we talked about that.
That's right.
For Annie, especially after the last year. Oh, now, that makes me, I didn't do anything wrong. When I say especially last year, it was just a hard year.
It was a tough year. Yeah, I get it. Listen, it's a little late.
Okay.
But luckily, our friends at Pandora Jewelry can help you out. Pandora has the perfect gift for Annie because they offer more than just charms. Mm-hmm. They've got a wide selection of rings, earrings, and necklaces. I know my wife really loves this girl on Instagram, so I went on there and I saw her wearing this necklace and earring style, and I was able to find a similar style combo that I think she's really going to love.
Ooh, the old match.
Yeah. And the great thing is I picked it up and it's such high quality, the perfect gift.
Ooh, I'm looking at the website right now and there's some really cool pieces on here I think Annie would love. This season, Pandora has gifts for every mom with these new designs in the collection that are contemporary classics.
Pandora allows you to express a connection that's stronger than words, Dave, with symbols of love and gratitude.
Hold on. Can I guess what the symbols of love are?
Give them to me.
Hearts?
Yep. What's number two?
Angel wings.
Yep. What's number three?
Family trees?
Yep.
And if you tell me infinity symbols, this is game over.
That's the one!
No, I can't believe it.
They remind us how special mothers
are. They do, they do. You can also shop safely in-store with Pandora's styling experts to find the perfect gift for any mom in your life.
And you can even buy online and do in-store pickup or curbside pickup
at
select locations.
Okay.
Please contact your local store and learn more.
Thank the mom in your life for always being there with a sparkling gift from Pandora Jewelry.
Go to us.pandora.net/dadville to start shopping or find a store near you. That's us.pandora.net/dadville.
Yeah, I feel like my parents, both of my parents, really, but my mom was, they were just such servants for, like, under the radar servants. Mm. You know, they, like, my mom would take cakes to the fire department or, you know, she did, like, closed captioning for our church and no one ever, people don't even realize that someone has to type out all the, you know, the sermons and, making soup for the widows or whatever. It's just like, I feel like my mom flew under the radar with her service. And I think it's really powerful to teach by example and not by with your words. Cause I feel like that's the way our kids are going to really learn. And I feel like I learned a lot from my mom and my dad by their service.
Now I'm going to jump in and brag on my mom too. I think the thing that, one of my biggest takeaways from my mom growing up is that I think you say this about, I feel like you're, you know, you've talked about your mom the same way too, Amy. Like my mom just, I always knew she loved being my mom. Like she was just always like, so she took a lot of pleasure in us. And I always felt that way. I just always felt like mom really loves us. And not just like, I love you guys, but like I could tell she got a lot of joy out of being our mom. And I think it's really empowering as a kid. It just gives you all this confidence, you know, as a kid to feel like, man, my mom really likes, like she takes a lot of joy out of doing this. Like it gives her a lot of, you know, happiness. And that's something I still think a lot. It's a real challenge to me as a dad to try to, I want our kids to feel the same, you know, that they're like, man, my dad just, he loves us. You know what I mean? Like he really likes being my dad, you know?
I feel like I was thinking about my mom and like some of the highlight moments growing up. And there's this one particular, I mean, I've said this before, how it freaks me out sometimes to think what random moments are going to be the ones that they remember in 30 years. Cause it seems like, it just seems so random, but there's this one time, and I think I was like eighth grade or something like that. And my mom and I like went on a walk around the neighborhood. And I just remember like telling her everything about school and like what social grade? Stuff. Eighth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember at the time loving that I had this great relationship with my mom, because I knew, you know, it's junior high and this is, you know, when, you know, you start to get in your teen years and get quiet and weird and all that kind of stuff, which I did. But now as a dad, I do think about that a lot. I think like, man, I really hope that I can be with, which I think, Amy, you do this so well. Like, I'm not great at being with my kid in their emotion, in like whatever state they're in. You know what I mean? And I feel like my mom was always, like Dave, you're saying about your mom. My mom was just like, I just want to be, I just want to talk about what you want to talk about, or like what's going on in school. I just want to be along the ride with you, you know?
Yeah.
I do want to say real quick with Debbie Sebastian again, that I feel like she was really good at, and I've said this before on, I think the last one, always helping me see as a kid the person who might be lonely, or like make sure you include that person if they're new at church. Or I feel like she was really
empathetic.
Yeah, and I feel like that has stuck with me throughout.
Oh my gosh, you are so like that.
And I think that's because of her and being new in places and moving as a kid and all that. But and I also think she was really good at loving my dad well. I feel like she never talked bad about him. She's always holding his hand, like just the picture of marriage. And I think it's both of them, but I just really appreciate the way she, you know, viewed marriage, fought for her marriage, you know, like was real about her marriage and loved my dad. Like I could tell she really loves my dad. And I always say to them, that's like the greatest gift that they gave me as a kid, is to see that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you, I hope you guys know how much we love you guys. The best.
Well, we just feel so celebrated and we cannot wait for Sunday.
We just can't wait. What do you have planned, guys?
You know, people. Well,
let's just say some plans have changed in the last hour.
A lot of notes were made. I do want to say that, Amy went on a little day date with Luca yesterday and they were walking down to the park to read books, and you asked Luca, what did you?
Well, Livy was crying because she wanted to come, and Livy was like having a really hard time and just really upset. And so we're walking away, but we could still see Livy in the background, and
Livy's screaming like, "I don't want to stay with Daddy.
Yeah,
I don't want to be with just him." Things like that, you know.
Yeah, and so
is there any way we can work this out so that I can stay with you, Mommy?
Right.
Things like that. Anyway, go ahead.
So I just said, why do you think that Livy's having such a hard time? You know, why do you think she's so sad? Because I just wanted to hear what she had to say. She's like, well, I think she just wants to be with you. And I said, yeah. I said, but when did that change for you? Because you used to only want to be with me, but now you really love spending time with Daddy. I said, when, you know, do you remember when that changed? And she's like, well, you know, like, she's like, I know God made me, but you know how, like, I was in your stomach for a long time and how Livy was in your stomach? She's like, I feel like kids just want to be with their moms because they feel like they're a part of them.
Oh my god,
that's so sweet.
And I said, you are exactly right. That is why. I said, I do think that there's something that kids feel really connected and why mommies feel so connected to their babies is because you are a part, you know. And so we just had this big talk about, but I just thought, I can't believe she said that on her own. Like,
that's so great.
I think she wants
and I
to
feel
be
like I've said this many times in conversations with the four of us, but like, I feel like as an adult, I have like the relationship with your dad. I don't know how to say this exactly right, but it like there's so much like sort of mystery to it and so much weight with it and so much importance with it. And with my mom, it's almost like, well, it's my mom. Like my mom is like a constant and my dad is a constant as well, but it's just a different relationship. Yeah. But I feel like when you told me that Luca said that yesterday, I was like, that is such a great way of saying it. It's like, well, I'm like, I'm a part of my mom. And then I met my dad when I came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think the natural way of things is there's just always going to be, and it may get changed over time, sadly, you know, for much worse, but I think there's just such a natural affinity for mothers that a father has to kind of work on a little, you know. Mm-hmm. But well, we love you guys.
We love you guys. Thanks for having us on.
Great moms.
Thank you.